Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Now, indeed, it is time for Tech Today. This is our weekly slot when we look at the latest developments in technology. We're normally joined by our own in-house Jess Kelly, but she's off today. But we have a very able deputy who is Emmett Ryan, technology journalist, who's joining me now to talk about this new Google Pixel 9 Pro. Good morning to you, Emmett.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be talking to you.
Not Joe this morning, but Emmett Oliver here. How are you?
Oliver, my apologies. Sorry,
Emmett, you're getting there. Yeah, well, the third time around, you know. Listen, so, Emmett.
It's 6:45. It's 6:45. That's my excuse, Oliver.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, thanks for joining us, Emmett. It does get confused when there's two Emmetts in an interview. Listen, Emmett, we want to talk a little bit about this new phone. There has been for so many years a duopoly going on here between Apple and Samsung, Huawei occasionally coming into the picture, but Google now coming in to break that open with a Pixel 9 Pro. A lot of coverage of it overnight, 24 hours. It's really been nonstop. Tell us a little bit about this phone and why you think or don't think it has an ability to break up that duopoly I mentioned.
Well, Emmett, I think the mention of Huawei there is quite pertinent because for a while it looked like they were really going to be the one to be the third player in the market. But of course, then they basically got banned essentially because of the US rules, which meant they couldn't use any Google Play apps or anything like that. So they basically became a useless phone for most users in the US and Europe essentially, which of course are two enormous, enormous markets. Google naturally has always wanted to be part of that market, but it was always pushing very hard to get in, but couldn't find the breakthrough. The 9 Pro, there's two things that jump out, to be honest, Emmett, that look like it could really be the difference. One is the battery is easily the best Google's ever delivered so far. People have always said their cameras are great, their usability is great, their battery isn't the best. All the reviews, all the tests so far, Emmett, they're saying this is actually it. This is the one. This is the one we've been waiting for in terms of a Google phone that can handle all that power and give us the battery life that, you know, a heavy user, a business user is going to need. And the other thing, Emmett, I've got to say, it's the AI features, especially on the camera. They are selling this very, very hard. So say the two of us went for a walk to a match or went to a game and we wanted to get a picture together and you didn't want a selfie for some reason. But of course, there's only the two of us there. What we could do is I could take a photo of you, you could then take a photo of me, and the merging features they have, it's called Add Me on it, would combine the photos so it would look, and the images I've seen of it, would look like it was legitimately the one photo taken by a third party who wasn't even there. But even then again, you got to look at the selfie camera, which is by far and away the best selfie camera I've seen to date, Emmett, which is a 42 megapixel selfie camera. That is extraordinary power. And the zoom on it as well, 103 degrees means you can get a much wider angle. So whether you're going with the AI factor or with the selfie side of the normal variety, there's so much usability here. So Google have really just gone all out essentially on this camera.
And do you think there's things here that will frighten the Apples and Samsungs of this world? Like they have their own cameras and we're up, iPhone 15 at this stage. What do you think they'll fear the most in this?
I think Google pushing the AI is the one they will fear the most openly, but internally they'll almost certainly be saying, oh feck, they've got a battery now, because it was always an issue for Google. Their batteries just weren't up to snuff because they overpowered their phones, and understandably so, like heavy users, we want to be able to use everything, but the Google battery just never was able to match what they had in terms of that. So like with the phone as well, with the Gemini, say you're looking at something in the shops or looking at something on the street, you don't know what it is, take a photo of a bird, the AI will be able to tell you what the bird is you've taken a photo of. Like, this is the level they've really put behind it. And they're basically about 6 months ahead of the rest of the pack when it comes to integrating that. Obviously, Apple will have its next range of iPhones coming out this autumn, but Google's done it first in the Android side. And Samsung basically have to wait until the new year before they can show how they're going to respond.
We're talking about a price point of about €1,000 or €1,100 almost. Where would you place that in terms of the competitors' set?
Be honest, it's pretty much in line. Like the entry level model, the regular Pixel 9 is 919. That's no different really to what Samsung are offering. It might be even a bit lower. And with the Pro and the Pro XL, which are 1119 and 1219, that's actually lower than what you get with the bigger Samsungs right now. So they're very competitive. Typically, the Google phones have actually been a little bit cheaper on the whole over the generations of the Pixels than the Samsungs and Apples out there. This one's pretty much in line. But again, I suppose that reflects they're trying to get into that premium phone iPhone market. So like for Samsung, it's the bigger concern than Apple, because iPhone users are, when I say loyal, they are more loyal than Samsung users are to theirs, because essentially if you're used to using iOS, you don't really want to make the jump to Android. A Samsung user might go, well, it's reliable, it's the best, and for years it has been, Emmett, but there, if there's another Android out there that's better, they're more likely to change.
Listen, very briefly, Abbott, I know you're involved in the College Classic this weekend yourself. You're taking part in the TG Cahir coverage. Tell us a little bit about how big this game is and how it might give a bit of an impetus to the growth of American football generally here.
Oh, it's quite big, and even like TG Cahir deciding to show it is quite big in its own sake, Emmett, because you've got, like, you know, the first ever case of a game being shown fully live on terrestrial TV in Ireland. It's going to have the first ever Irish language broadcast of the sport as well, so there are two huge pluses. But this is a game which is selling out mostly from travelling fans, which is quite a big deal, because normally you're relying on a very heavy Irish sale for these matches. Like last year's Notre Dame game against Navy was the exception, where Notre Dame are noted for being able to bring the fans over. Previous games, it was here and there in terms of what they could get body count wise. But here we got Florida State and Georgia Tech, two states which don't have enormous ties to this country, who are just bringing the bodies over. So obviously there's that aspect, and you're still getting strong interest locally in it. Like you're seeing a lot of people around town, and it's become more of a fixture in the city, I suppose, now, Emmett.
Well, listen, best of luck with it, Emmett. Great to see you're involved. That's Emmett Ryan, who is a technology journalist and a TG Cahir American football pundit for the weekend. It's a nice way to spend your Saturday.
Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.